joined this evening by Kay's manager, Ian McDonald, after Kay's 4-2 penalty victory over Westfield. Not the best performance we've seen all season, but we're through to the next round, and that's the important thing, isn't it, Ian?
Yeah, it wasn't a great performance. Obviously, I've given some of the guys who have not been involved in first team games of late games, so you know they'll benefit from that. And you know, we played a 3-5-2 shape, and perhaps it wasn't the best shape for us to play against this team tonight. But at the end of the day, with the players I had available, you know, that was probably the best shape to play. It didn't help when Tommy Cass had to come off after 10 minutes. And then Richard Taylor came off at half time, and then the only other outfield sub was me, to be honest, and you know, I wasn't even changed. So you know, you could see the predicament we were in a little bit tonight. But you know, we must give credit to Westfield, because they've done absolutely fantastic tonight. It was you know, it was their final in many, many respects, and you know, they've took us right down to the wire, and it's took a fantastic strike from Tony Reid from right out of the blue, and then two great penalty saves from Richard Martin for us to get through. So you know, just pleased that we've kept the unbeaten run going, and we've progressed through, and I believe we're playing Leatherhead in the next round away now.
I was going to ask you about Richard Taylor and Tommy Cass. At what cost was the victory in this game, and what's the verdict on those two?
Well, Tommy's a funny lad. You know, he does well in training, and then as soon as he plays in a game, he complains of an injury. And you know, I've played him tonight, and he said he'd anyway, when we brought him off, he said he'd picked up an injury in training last Thursday. Never mentioned it Saturday, never mentioned it during the warm-up today, but during the warm-up today you could see he was a little bit uncomfortable, and you know, we probably lost him for 2 or 3 weeks, I presume, now, and Richard Taylor's just got a niggly thigh, so I mean, Richard probably would be okay for Saturday, I would have thought.
You mentioned Richard Martin earlier. He made the two all-important penalty saves. What's his long-term position? Are you looking to keep him on till the end of the season?
Yeah, I'm looking to keep him. We'll probably know probably tomorrow, to be honest, because Richard was just going to wait till the transfer window shut from his Brighton point of view to see what the situation was with all the keepers at Brighton. But I think if the situation is the same tomorrow with all the keepers at Brighton, he's more than happy to stay till the end of the season. And, you know, I think it'd be a massive coup for us if we can get him to the end of the season, because I think since the young lads come in, I think all the Case fans can see the quality that he's got. You know, I mean, again, he's dug us out with two or three great saves tonight, you know, and, you know, we've won the game, to be honest, and we've had one shot at goal.
You mentioned it wasn't a vintage performance, but the other lads who came in did a good job. Mick Brady in particular, I thought, played very well.
Yeah, the ball, I mean, they'll benefit from that game in the horse racing terms, you know. You could say they'll come on to the run, but, you know, playing extra time was probably vital to those players, maybe not vital to one or two others, but... at the end of the day, Westfield took us to the wire, and you know, we've got to give them credit. I think, you know, I said to their manager, you know, they're an absolute credit to you tonight. You know, they're mid-table in their league, and you know, as I said earlier, this was their cup final tonight, and you know, they can hold their heads up. Yeah, I thought they were fantastic tonight.
And there's no chance of seeing you in action tonight, then? You weren't ever tempted to pull the kiss on, make your Kay's debut on the pitch?
Yeah, no, not really, because actually Stuart Booth had to borrow my boot halfway through extra time, so I can say I did play a little hand, because he scored with my right boot his penalty, so you know, I'd have got slaughtered by all the boys, I think, if they missed it, because it was actually my boot. But no, you know, good win, and you know, we've got a massive game Saturday now, and you know, we can't play as bad Saturday, can we?
That's great, thank you.